4DJW and 4ZLK Mobile. How you doing, Dave? About half of that. Something about a new receiver. I think it's for one of your airplanes, but I'm not sure. And you're taking the dogs for a walk. And yes, I'm having a pretty good day. I'm winding it down. Just two more trailers to get, and I will be headed home. And finding out where your low spots are. Where I am, as far as where I live anyway, as far as HD, I'm pretty much line of sight to the repeater. And I think it's just under 5 miles as the crow flies, 4.9 something, I think. Kenwood 741A Tri-Bander. I don't have the 220 hooked up, but it's got three individual antenna connections on the back, out of the back. And I've messed around a little bit with the crossband just so I could try to get familiar with it, and but I don't need it. But I don't know. You know, we're up so far out, I don't know if it would matter. My antenna is up 32 feet on the peak of the roof, and on that side, on the 440 side, it's only putting out about 2 watts. That radio, that's at least what the meter's saying, digital meter. So I really wasn't concerned about having to get on a shorter or a smaller end. I think it's rated at 5 watts, or supposed to be 5 watts, but you know how those radios are, especially the older ones. Some things could have changed a little bit, but even on the 2-meter side, when I have it on low power, it's registering just a little over 3 watts for low power. I kind of sit down in a hole. I've got mountains all around me, or hills all around me, except for straight to Caesar's Head, and a little bit due east or southeast, there's a little bit of an opening, but I don't know. I do have a question, though. Is there a range in that frequency that they recommend you do crossbands on the 440 side? I mean, obviously, you want to stay out of the repeater, frequencies, but does it really matter other than that? Radio, if you're familiar with the 741, I'm not sure when it came out, maybe early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. It actually doesn't go down. I think it won't transmit below 430 something, 438, 439. I think I have a memory of the band expanding a little bit at some point, and I'm wondering if this is pre the expansion. Not at all, so just hear you, and of course a little bit of white noise, but yeah, according to the ARRL band plan, it's like 420 to 450 megahertz, but this radio will not transmit below 430 something. I can't remember what it is, but it's in the upper portion of 430. My cables, my coax, I mean, outside, kind of repositioned them a little bit, and I lost my really good SWR across the 4, or the 70 centimeter band. It was all the way across, now it's a little bit high in the upper portion. It's right at or close to 2 or a little above in the upper portion of the band now. It used to be very low all the way across, but I just neatened up my coaxes outside, where they feed into the house. I'm going to have to mess around with that. Anyway, I backed under a trailer. Let me get out and check it out and hook up to it. Nice to talk to you, Dave. We'll catch you again, and have a good weekend if I don't. W4DJW, N4ZLK.